And when the Olympic roof did cave in, it swept away plans for the car show.
And with it may have gone some of the hopes and dreams of a small, privately owned General Motors subcontractor in LaSalle. Ann Lewis explains.
FLP Engineering is a little-known Quebec success story. This independently owned GM subcontractor is hidden away in an industrial park in LaSalle. It upgrades GM Trans Ams and Camaros from the St. Therese plant into high-performance muscle cars. For 1999, there's a new model for Canada. Take a basic Trans Am. Add mag wheels. Put on a new hood. Tinker with the exhaust system. Add a spoiler and voila, you have a Firehawk. In our pictures of Monday's Olympic roof collapse, there it is. Its Canadian debut began and ended here.
It was identical to this. It was beautiful to see it on TV. It was our moment of fame.
With the cancellation of the car show, company owner Terry Maxwell is foreseeing a dent in sales.
They wanted to see a real one, so that we would have had an excellent chance to showcase our vehicle for all the Eastern Canadian audience.
It's not just sales that are going to hurt, it's feelings too.
We have our employees from SLP Engineering who were kind of disappointed, that wanted to be a part of the show, go and see the car that they actually built to show the wives, the kids, look at what we actually built.
These souped-up cars are sold as a special package by GM dealers, but so far there's none in stock in Canadian dealerships. The car show was to be the big pitch.
You know, there's 100 or 200,000 people, I think, go through the car show, and that many people seeing your car, you can't get that any other way. That's impossible.
Now, let's see. Last count, Pulse had quite a few more viewers than that. So, here you go, Firehawk. Show us what you can do. Ann Lewis, Pulse News.